thing about suicide, the word landed and revolved in my head. I can't go on. She was giving me that look that said, I'm only tolerating you because you're English, blonde, and possibly a lunatic. Then she read the note out loud again, as if I could have possibly forgotten it. She clapped it down in front of us, looked at me quite gravely and said, Honey, you've been dumped. The rest is a blur of packing, trying to think straight enough to change flights, a disorientating 6-hour wait in Los Angeles, the numb journey home. Then back here, to nothing. I'm supposed to get up now, to go into work. The sun comes in our bare, floor-to-ceiling windows. I lie there, aware of its warmth on my arm and of how dog-tired I am. I cannot move. On the radio, a man is talking about his efforts to rid his lawn of moles. So, you know what I did? I went into my garage, I fired up a road flare, and I smoked the effer out. Justin and I would have found this funny. The cavernous echo of his absence almost takes my breath away. In the shower, I can't adjust the hot and cold, and realize I should have done this before I got in. I stand there, alternately scalding and freezing myself, wiggling the tap but failing to get to grips with something I've done automatically so many times before. One thing I am aware of is feeling like a half-sized version of myself,